So I just wanted to read through Rital Gazi, Reb Shimon, Stipler, to show you like some different approaches to this Mordechai. I don't think we started maybe the Rital Gazi last time. So again, everyone knows the Mordechai Shita. Mordechai Shita is Roig Shel Yevama. If it comes out blood, she spits out blood. The Gemara says that it's considered to be a good chalitza. Chalitza sekshera. The question is, why isn't the rope that's necessary for the Maisa Rekika bottle in the dam? He comes up with this Chiddush to Mordechai that anything that's nullified but Taruvus is not bottle. Okay. So there was a question on this Rital Gazi, on this Mordechai. Let's take a look at the Rital Gazi. Kuf Tezayin, Kuf Yudzayin. The issue that he deals with here is the Gemara that we spoke about, the Shalya.
Let's just go, let's just step back for one second. What other Tirutzim are given on the question of Yevam?
You'll see that the Stipler has a Gevaldige Teretz.
Oh, okay.
We'll see that the Stipler has a whole different model.
It's a Din in the Gavra, not a Din in the Chefza, I would suggest.
On one.
I think what you say, you're going to stay with the Stipler is going to say. We'll see.
Okay.
But what's important is let's say you could give another answer to Roig Shel Yevama, which we'll see the Stipler gives. That's why I printed the Stipler.
Right, because this whole thing comes out of this huge Chiddush of the Mordechai.
It also comes right. It also comes out of Tzachtuche Ziva, right? That if Meir Aglaim from Azov, say that the Meir Aglaim of Azov is also within there. See there.
Okay, there I can't.
Right.
Yeah.
Meir Aglaim of Azov. That what happens is that you say there has to definitely be some Ziva in there.
That's true.
Right? So the question is, you know, what would happen to that Ziva? So at the end of the day, I don't know, is it a bottle? Why shouldn't it be a bottle of Merrick Lime? So he says the same concept. The issue is, there are many Gemaras that seem to contradict
again,
this.
What's that halacha? What is that halacha?
The halacha is that, that the Ziva itself, or the Shechva Zer itself that comes out from a Zov, is Matami even B'chol Shavu. There's no, right? But whenever Meir Aglaim from a Zov comes out, the Gemara says, the Meir Aglaim is also Matami, B'mago, B'maso, whatever it may be, because it's inconceivable that somehow he released his Meir Aglaim without some of the Tuma Zov being in there, even though it's totally not detectable. So therefore,
okay. And when we say that it's matamid mashu, that means that even a mashu of ziva of zera that turns out to be matamid.
In other words, that doesn't need a shear.
Doesn't need a shear. You don't need a shear.
Right.
A revius.
Whatever. Adasha. Whatever. Adasha. Whatever. Yeah. Okay.
So the point is that it's matamid the merag line.
Right. Should be bottled in the merag line.
Well, it should be bottled in anything. If it touches something, it's bottle. It should be bottle of gabi, whatever it's going.
No. Why say that? Let's say the Shechva Zera falls on the floor and the guy touches it. Okay, there's no bit to there.
It should be bottled to the floor. I mean,
I don't say that's not saying like a piece
so
of nevela.
How do you have some in the world ever? Some should always be bottled to whatever it touches.
That's the point. Exactly. Some is matana.
Why are you?
Quiet. Nobody here.
But nobody knows you already.
Don't know.
If you see anyone, just tell them.
Okay.
we don't ever see. You don't say the tune is bottled to what it touches.
Yeah, but kazayas in the veil falls on floor. It's not going to say it's bottled to the
Do
floor.
Do we ever say that a kazayas of something that's tamei that falls into something is bottled?
100%. In fact, that's the case we had with Shalya last week. The case is that if a Shalya comes up, a woman has a, that's mamish one of the cases we're discussing now.
Mm-hmm.
A woman goes ahead and has an afterbirth. An afterbirth is full of blood and everything. We say that even though for sure in Shalya B'lavad, since now it has all become one mass, we say that there definitely is a Shalya in there. There definitely was a Vlad in there. There is a Vlad in there, but it's bottle to all of the other guk and all the other blood that's come out of the woman. Right? That's the Gemara. That's a Gemara. Gemara Chavav Mahamapayas. There is Bittul. There is Bittul by Tumma. There's Bittul by Tumma. There's no doubt about it. That's a case. Right? Bittul by Tumma. We'll see it also by the Gevaldige case that the Stipler brings.
What is that question, Nogea? That is Nogea.
So the problem
that
is they
no
all...
Whether,
so the Mordechai asks on
she
himself.
She has Tumma later.
Yeah.
Correct?
No.
Well, there's Matami. What's the Shaila?
The Vlad would be Matami also. A person touches that Vlad would be Matami. Okay? Not matame her, later, but it's also, this doesn't confer any tumor. Right? Doesn't confer any tumor. So oil doesn't confer any tumor. Doesn't confer any tumor. Smaga to the vlad, nothing. It's not a question of the mysolate. It's a question of you say?
Is there a shear on each side? And how's it bottled? Do you have to have rove?
Yeah, it has to have rove, but it is bottled. At the end of the day, Gemara says it's bottled. At the end of the day, Gemara says it's bottled. So they asked that question on the Mordechai. How can it be bottled? It's nolad b'tarovus. The minute that it comes into the world, correct? Mm-hmm. You've got the vlad in there. You're taking with all the blood. Why should it be different than mei raglayim? You're going to tell me it's not discernible, so it's bottled. So also the saliva in the dam is not discernible. The ziv in the merag lime is not discernible. And the Mordechai is mechadish, even though it's mamish, a mixture, it's totally not discernible. Nevertheless, it's not bottle. You say there's a din roik there, there's a din ziva merah, there's the din of ziva there. You have all these dinim there. Here also, the afterbirth comes out, right? And you have an afterbirth. There's sure, machlekes chacham and Reb Shimon, they both agree there's no doubt about the fact that there is a vlad within there. There is a vlad, but it's bottled with all of the dam. So the question is, the minute it came out of the woman, it was already what? It was already bottled. So what was the Mordechai's answer, if you recall? If you recall, the Mordechai's answer was that the uber was nikur while it was bimei imai. It was nikur while it was bimei imai. So since it had a status that it was nikur bimei imai, it had a pre-existing identity. Then the Minchas Chinuch was mafalpel with that. So again, let's go through the different approaches to the Mordechai. You have a Minchas Chinuch there. You have a Minchas Chinuch. Take a look at the Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch approach is, at the end of the day, the Minchas Chinuch says, Minchas Chinuch says, I can't understand this Mordechai for the life of me, the Minchas Chinuch says, because what are we going to do with that case of what are we going to do with that case of the Shalya?
Like the poor Mordechai, he just called to Rabbeinu Meshulam and he gets blasted all over the place.
Nah, he gets blasted. He calls to Rabbeinu Meshulam, he gives an answer, blasted. He becomes, this is like, you put him on, not, I don't say put him on a map, but this is like one of the classics, correct? I mean, he created a great and very important discussion. At the end of the day, L'hazbik tzas tam nira, do you have that? It's right at the very bottom of the page. He holds that the Mordechai is a chok belitam. Fascinating. Chok belitam. In other words, I can't give any gevaldige svaros. Of course, the Rital Ghazi will give a svaro, we'll see. And we see, of course, the Reb Shimon will give a gevaldige svaro, which we have to figure out. But he says, I'm going to tell you that the Shitas Mordechai is a chok belitam. It's almost like Zeres HaKosov. At the end of the day, Rove only works to counteract the miut is only based on the Pasuk Machar Abus. Imkin Boina Dumia de Sanhedrin Shloyem Uruv Bitchila. It has to be like a Sanhedrin. It's Nam Uruv Bitchila. Meaning I have judge A and B and C, and they come down and all of them give their opinions. That's considered to be somehow as if they have their own separate identities. And then those identities eventually get subsumed, even if some of them are independent, into the overwhelming majority opinion.
Achrei Rav Mahatos is a chok b'litam? What's he saying?
He's saying Achrei Rav Mahatos is a rule, and that rule, if you want to now extend from that rule, the concept of that rule has a certain logic to it, but it also has certain guidelines which don't necessarily lend itself to pure logic, meaning ain bo ela mishas chidusha, which is interesting. Why is it really a chiddush? It really is a logical thing. But he says it has to follow it. Right? The chi yesh chilich ben imarov amru daitem bitchila dahinu hamevatel. Oh, shahamiyot amru daitem varov hamevatel machakach. Vade ein chiluk. Right? There's no difference which comes first. Yeah. Right? If you're gonna tell me that the guys who are saying Chayev come first, they give their opinions, then they're outvoted by the Zakkais. But the Zakkais come first and they're outvoted by the Chayevs. Does it really matter or the majority opinion is stated first, the minority opinion is stated first? Does that really, really make a difference? It doesn't really make a difference. meaning it's immaterial what comes first. He wants to say in the Mordechai that don't tell me that the Mordechai, when he says that they have to be noled b'tarovus, the issue is, we saw this in the Tzlach clear. The Tzlach clearly said that the din of the Mordechai is because the koyach haheter. Svar number one was, the whole pshat in the Mordechai has nothing to do with ma'uruv biyachad, or nisarvu, what's the exact lashon?
Nolad
b'taruvus. It doesn't have to be that taruvus was the state of the object from the very outset. But the issue is more that there wasn't a koach hamivatel there. There was no koach hamivatel there yet. Okay? That's the svar. The Minchas Chinuch says, no, that's not the svar. The Minchas Chinuch says the svar is. It's like this chok peli tam. It's a chok and it has no tam. Because it has to follow. B'chol inyan ozlinam bosarov. Ach, she yomru. Kulam babas achas lo mishkachas lo. What does that mean? If they all yelled at the same minute, then it would not be bottle below.
Okay, you would know who's saying what.
Right. V'hachinayi be'isaveheta ein chilak rak v'bol lo'olam al yedei teruvis v'ein stira l'rabbeinu b'shulam mishastin darim sham kein nirabara. We'll mention a number of the cases. The one big case which got everyone all crazy was, you take a bulb of shvius, you put it in the ground, and now the bulb of shvius grows from it. The rest of the gedulim is from shminis. We say that the rov gedulim from shminis is mevatelet. So I don't understand. You have the issue there, and every moment of additional taruvus that exists between the outgrowth of Shminis. Shminis is nolad b'taruvus. So how does the Mordechai deal with that? So he says that the Mordechai is what? The Mordechai is v'ein stir l'rabbeinu b'shulam mishas nedarim sham, because at the end of the day we say that what? That it's not a question of that the koyach heter wasn't there first, correct? But it's rather the issue of that if any of the objects themselves, either the Isser is there first, or the Heter is there first, it makes no difference. Because if you're going to say the Svara of the Tzlach, that the whole issue is that the Heter is not there first to create a Bittel, the case of the bulb, right, is a case where you're saying that what? That the Heter isn't there first, and nevertheless we say that what? We say that it is Bittel. So it can't be that you need the heter to be the svara of the Mordechai is, it's a question that the heter is not there first. And if the heter is not there first, then it can't have a bittel, because the heter doesn't present itself as with a koyach hamevatel to begin with. Because you see, even if the heter comes later, it is mevatel. That's what bothers the Mordechai, and the Mordechai has to say this word. That I don't know a reason, but the pshat is, they have to appear on the scene simultaneously. And if one appears on the scene, either the Isser or the Heter, or the Mevatel or Mitzvatel first, it doesn't make a difference. Somehow, if one of them appears on the scene first, then the Mordechai doesn't apply. Now, let's take a look at the Rital Gazi. The Rital Gazi on Kufta Zayin is speaking about the case in Nida, the case of Hamapoilus. She has a woman, goes ahead and has an afterbirth. She has a shalya. And this shalya has a vlad in it, there's no doubt about it. But since it appears in the world, and when it comes out, it's all mixed together with dam and all different other parts of the woman, we say that even though there's no doubt that there's a vlad somewhere in there, that vlad is mevatel. So the question is, if that vlad is batel, is misbatel, the question now is, how does the Mordechai deal with that? The minute that it appears in the world, it is already, the vlad is already overcome by the dam leida. So the minute it appears in the world, it has a nola b'taruvus. Nevertheless, we say bittel. So the answer is, the answer the Mordechai gives is that the Rebbein Meshulam is that the vlad was nikar b'me'imo. So who cares if it was nikar b'me'imo? So the Mishnah Melech says, I care about it. Because the Mishnah Melech's thesis is that if someone would stick his hand in and touch the vlad, it would be matamehim. And since it would be matamehim, the vlad already has a halachic identity even within the mother itself. So even if our appearance in the world to us the appearance in the physical world only exists later.
How did it come inside?
Oh, so that's an interesting question, right? So that's a whole very interesting subject about it. And the Rital Ghazi in this paragraph says, I don't understand it. That's only a Tumah Derabanan, which basically opens a whole new issue. And that Tumah Derabanan is, it's a Gzeira that you're afraid. This is the halacha. The halacha is that if an Uber goes ahead and sticks out a portion of its body, and then goes back in, and then you stick your hand in, you'll be mitam. So the question is, interesting enough, the Mishnah Melech is done, is that enough to say that every vlad that's inside a woman somehow has a halachic significance? So therefore, since it has some halachic significance, that in certain scenarios, either on a deraisa level, interesting level, even on the rabbanon level, that we're goyzer that anyone who goes ahead and puts his hand in and touches a vlad is tameh because of the very fact that we're goyzer ought to any case where part of the vlad would have come out and could have come back in. So Mishnah Melech says that's enough to go ahead and give it a halachic significance while it is still inside. So even though later it comes out into the world milud bataruvus, the fact that there was a vlad in there at one point that had some halachic significance, that is enough to say that it's not milud bataruvus.
What the fact that it's nikkur, the vlad by itself, but that let's say Kevin is not get that. The fact that it's nikkur, you could do an ultrasound.
That's very interesting. So the Rital Ghazi will say that's pshat. Pshat is that since it has a, like you're saying, a physical significance, right. It doesn't need a halachic significance. So this is the question. The question is nolad bataruvus determined by having a physical identity prior to the taruvus or a halachic identity? The Mishnah Melech says it has to have a halachic identity. The Rital Ghazi on Kuf Tezayin, Od Yesh La'ayin, right, Bechilka Mordechai, that paragraph, basically goes after the Mishnah Melech and says, according to Mishnah Melech, there is no halachic identity to that fetus inside. The fetus inside is never matame. The fetus inside is never matame. Okay? And if it is matame, it's only matame midrabanan. That's very interesting. If it's tame midrabanan, so shai, this is the whole chakira. If it's now, there's a tum, no tumma doraisa inside, there's no lachic significance.
Midrabanan also.
And now midrabanan, you're going to say that it has a lachic significance.
Otherwise,
would you say that the rabbanan now, the lachic significance that the rabbanan gave it, would now even for doraisa dinim, correct, give it a status of what?
It's not problem, but it's only midrabanan.
Okay, it's very interesting. So he basically, in paragraph Od Yesh La'ayin, deals away with this Mishnah Melech and says, but a Mishnah Melech, I'm not concerned with halachic significance. Even though inside the mother there is no halachic significance, Asher Alkei Nira Linfias Dait Deikar Chila Kamordecha Eino Toli Bedover Shetchilas Chalois Isuro Vetumaso Hayim Uruv. Right? I'm not interested about the halachic significance. Kamashkos Harav Mishnah Melech. Ela ha'ikar tali dechol dover shalo hukar mitchilas b'fnei atzma ki ma'ura of lo batel. La'fuke shalya. The kodem shiyotz lo'over olam hayala shas ha'koysher shenikar havlad kodem shinuch b'lui tarovas. Uba also show afshalo chol alaf tumah. Even if you're going to tell me there's no din tumah, clearly not on a deraisa level, even made rabbanan, like Sisa, doesn't make a difference, doesn't make that matter, like David said. Mikomokom hari nikar, even without a sonogram. Some guy could go ahead and put his hand in and he can see, oh, that's the Uber. Now you're going to tell me later the Uber comes out and it's not nikar, but it's nolad bataruvus. It doesn't matter because it has a halachic significance. However, Masha Ein Kain.
Yeah, but what about blood? That was
so this is very interesting.
Has plenty of significance before. But
also Shah Afshalo Chalal of Tumikon Karinika. Both in Shili Yatsuba of Allah and Boys of Shah Hayimatami. Lo Shaya Chilag Zel El Kain, Shikhva Zera de Zov, the Rok, the Yavama. The Kodam Shiyatsuba of our island, Biosm Guf Loy Nikarim, La Atsmum Klal. What's
physically true? Blood is blood circulates in the body and it's very much in existence before it finds its way into the mouth of the person. As does shikha there also the same thing.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, you have to figure out what's going on. There's a footnote on the bottom. He tries to. Interesting. What is this concept that he has? So that's the case he's making.
I think he would say that. Blood, while it's in the veins, it's just part of the body. It's not a separate item. once it enters the mouth, that's when it's first becoming, you know, it was a shilya, a baby is already a separate item in the womb, it's not part of the mother. So it's,
you know, he basically wants a mechalek somehow between what? I think what he might be saying, there's a footnote here. The footnote wants to say that dam in the body is different than the roke in the body. Like, I don't know exactly how it works, but the appearance of those two together is only bataruvus, while the appearance of the fetus with everything that it's going to come out with in the body is already separate. Meaning, inside there is that, I don't know, the uterus with the placenta, etc. So now, those two inside the body are existing in the body with the ubernicker and all the everything else that's in placenta is covered. So therefore, in the body, now when they come out of the body, they've all somehow been. So in other words, their existence outside had an existence inside, essentially, separate. But the roke and the dam, okay, the first time they meet ever in the body is in the mouth. And when they meet in the mouth, they're already bataruvus. That's what, that might be a possibility. That's what I'm saying. Now, he brings this interesting raya, and I'll prove to you that the Mordechai's criteria for saying nalo bataruvus is not when they both have a glochic significance. I will tell you that the Mordechai will say that it's based on the physical reality. Meaning, even if there's no halachic reality, the physical reality of them being separate is enough to go ahead and to say that the Mordechai's din doesn't apply. So what's his raya? We read this last time. You have chometz that says batel kodem haPesach.
I mean, the uber should be like the case of the bulb. At the point of conception, it's nolad b'taruvus, and then it starts to grow like the bulb. You know, so even inside it's all nolad b'taruvus. All right.
See, the problem with learning this in Mordechai
is what?
Whatever it's eventually going to come out.
Mordechai, that it's only, no, it doesn't make a difference on Machzik.
No, it's not true.
It's
dumb.
It's Maya Ba'alma until it's Nikor. It's not even Nevad yet. It's Maya Ba'alma until you can actually see it.
Okay, but when it's. So it hasn't started existing yet. Fetus, the shilya is different. It doesn't go out of the baby, it goes out of the mother. Part of the mother, it's not part of the baby, it doesn't grow.
You see, everyone, you know, according to you, it should never be. No, even though it's nolad b'taruvus, it comes out of the taruvus. I'll give you an example. Something falls into something, right? And then you take it back out. You're not going to say it was once in a taruvus and it's batel. Now, once you've separated it, correct? So that's what happens. The fetus, even though you're saying it comes out, and it doesn't, at a point, it emerges as a new entity, right? Even though it was formed together, it comes out eventually as a new entity. Everyone's going to agree. Otherwise, you would say even when it comes out of the mother, it shouldn't be matame. It was no but taruvus, correct? But eventually, it has its own halachic identity. Question is, it now has its own halachic identity. The question is, does it have a halachic identity inside the mother if it's not matame? That's really the question.
Yeah, right.
The Mishnah Melech says the only way it could have its own halachic identity inside the mother if it's not matame is because the Mishnah Melech says, based on Gemara, with the Rabbanan, it's matame. But the Minchasina, the Rital Ghazi says, leave me alone. I don't need it to have a halachic identity because it doesn't have a halachic identity because he says at the end of the day, it's only a din de Rabbanan, l'kulei alma, if someone puts the hand in.
You have a basa that falls into the taruvus and milk. Before it falls in, it has no halachic identity. It's a piece of meat.
So he's going to bring that raya right now from chometz.
Yeah, but the problem with the way the Rital Ghazi is learning the Mordechai, it's not an inyan whether there was a din of it was separate halachic significance. It only makes a difference with Mitzvahs. We don't care about the halacha.
Yeah, right.
We don't need that. The whole structure of the Mordechai is really seemingly built on the Ran, in Dovah Sheish Matir, and the Ran's explanation of what's misnagged by bittul, that it's the halachas that never gets a bottle. That's why the shesh matirin is not bottle. And Rashi says, it just goes by the mitzias. Because the Mordechai makes this difference that when something is nicker before and then it's nadal mitarubas, it's bottled even if double shesh matirin. That only makes sense that the Mordechai is building himself on the defining characteristic being whether something has halachic significance different between them. If it's only mitziyastic a difference, when it's nadal mitarubas and it doesn't matter what was nicker beforehand, why in the world should double shesh matirin also be bottled? Davar Shesh Matirin should be the regular din, Davar Shesh Matirin. It's only because he's building this whole thing of Nadal B'Taruvus and there was no halachic significance, that makes sense now to make a chilek that even Davar Shesh Matirin is not bottle. How do you, if there's nothing to do with halachic significance, then the regular din of Davar Shesh Matirin should apply.
I would say, I read through the Shmuel Dalgazi a few times. Okay. I read through the Shmuel Shimon a few times. Let's see if we can figure this out. Evidently, it's a complicated topic. I mean, we'll see. Well, I'd like to try to get through this time, and then we can go weiter, because...
We hope you're writing up, some article.
On Mordechai.
Then read it.
What?
Who's going to remember
The Vahachi Nichel Finasteti, the Hadar Fligor Abus, Ben Yechomchnes Batel, Karma Pesach, Ichoyzer Veneer Bepesach, Esser Bemashu Alo, the famous Machalik is the Choyzer Veneer. The Ikos for us are Aymer, the Choyzer Veneer, right?
Choyzer Veneer, you'll wake up.
Who Mishum?
This is so good.
Yeah, I know.
One of many.
He mentioned this when we first started this. Who Mishum? The B'shoshin is battle. Kodma Pesach. Haya heter ve'ein heter misbattle. The Sfora is that before Pesach, right? There's no concept of bittle. Meaning that it's meaningless before Pesach. Bittle can't take place. It's like nolad be taruvis. But davar pasha to lo nechleku. Everyone will agree the bottle barov of Nosan Tam. Everyone will agree that this whole question of Chayzer V'Neir is only talking about a case of Mashuhu, and it's only on a Din D'Rabbanan. V'min HaTorah, the bottle barov of Nosan Tam. So Davar Pashut, what we're talking about here is you're not going to say Chayzer V'Neir if it's still Nois and Tam, right? So it must be a case where it's not Nois and Tam. And the question is, do you say Chayzer V'Neir on the Isser Mashu? So it's only a Derabbanan discussion. Pshita Delam Rinan, the Kevin the Bashas Chalois Isser Achomet Hayim Urov, Gamin Atara Ein Lobitl. There's never that discussion. Now, V'im Isser, if you're going to hold me to the Din of Mordechai, the Iker Chiluk on Mordechai, Hu Mishum the Bashas Chalois Isser Hayim Urov, then imken hachanami, imken the whole question of chazer v'neir, right? It should also be a din d'oraisa. Yeah. The din d'oraisa should be that even if it's not nice in time, you're talking about two things that have no halachic significance. There's a heter beheter, and all of a sudden Pesach comes, and you're going to say everyone is saying that it's only a question on the rabbanon level, which should be on the d'oraisa level. There should be no classical bittul at all. Everyone agrees 1 second, if it's still nois and tam on Pesach, for sure it's not batel. So the whole question of chazer v'neir is, it's not nois and tam. So that's only a question on a derabbanan level. But if you held the shitas Mordechai was, at the moment that it was nois and tam halachically, which is on Pesach, there's no bittel at all. So here there should be no bittel, classical bittel of bittel barov at all over here. So you see that it must be muchrach, that the Mordechai's din, correct, is a din not in when it's noilad betaruvis halachically, but when physically it existed prior to this, which is interesting, right? What? It's pretty sharp. To say it's shy. You see the Ritual Gas? He's a sharp guy, no? What? What? Shouldn't say guy. I'm just saying he's hachanami after kodem haPesach haya chometz nika b'teatzma. The komakom b'shas chalois iser chometz hayimurav v'gam in a Torah lo batal. Im lo, dalkor chotzorach loymer, the ikar achilaku, the chol shenikar dov mitchiloso, la'atzum deliter of us, af, lohe azman isuru, v'nes arv kodem chalosi isur, bot borov ben atorah, v'nei, ki kein mis yashev shapir, gam kem b'shmaitim, the porach da amayti kaber, and we'll get to this, amayti kaber, alibad rab chanina, kumash akosov tozov kinis, kodaf, the isur kudush b'chor lo chayl, ki im achar shiotzlo avar olam, mikom akom me'achar, biyosu uber hayin nikla atzmo, v'ilu hoya noilad ba'oysa shah. Now let me explain this Gemara. This Gemara is what the stipel goes on. It's a fascinating the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Okay? The Gemara says like this. Stipe brings the Gemara. Here, let's take a look at the Stipe. Now, I think initially I wasn't going to do this, but it seems that we could jump to the Stipler here. Let's take a look at the neck. Oh, very good. I did this one good. Well, I did this well. Both sides of it. Okay? It's a double-sided Stipler. Let's take a look at the Stipler. Okay, let's jump to the Stipler now. He quotes the Stipler. I mean, by the way, it's a mistake here. He brings the Stipler down. He says, Simen Yudches. The Stipler here at Simen Chof. Maybe there was a different Maduro the Stipler. That's the he quotes.
But look, in this case, give me one second. The case of Chometz, Shenasar, the Bnei Pesach, and now Pesach comes.
Right.
To me, that's more akin to the case of the Mashkim Shazavu in the Gita, the Gata Hayayin, right? When it seeps into the barrel,
right? The Mashkim.
There, the Mordechai says that
it's batel
since it's batel because
not only is a batel
Kilas Isuro, it comes into the Taruvos.
Correct.
There he says it's batel. So that would be an analog to the case of the chametz that was nisarig before Pesach, and now comes the zman ha'iser. Mitchilas isuro, it's already nisarig, and therefore it would be batel. Right? How do we distinguish between the two cases of the Mordechai?
Well,
it was no mitzvah taruvos, where they both came into the world with taruvos, or the case where the heter was there before and it was no latocha taruvos, where there the Mordechai says that it's batel.
Right.
So therefore, that's why the Mordechai would say that it's batel, because it had no shame iser beforehand. So even if we reckon with the shame iser, at the moment that the shame iser comes, it was nisar b'taruvos.
Okay.
So there the Mordechai would say that it is batel.
Correct. So
not because it had a metzias, a physical metzias beforehand, but because it was instantly.
But there you have both.
Litocha taruvos.
Okay.
The heter was there before.
Right. That was the slach that we saw in the name of Yankovka. Yankovka said over there, I've got my heter that's existing. Correct. Before there was any mushkim shazavu.
Right.
Correct.
Right. Right.
So in theory, right? In theory, the grapes themselves, right? There's not a problem, so to speak, with the grapes themselves. The problem is the mushkim shazavu that comes out is instantly batel
because it never had its own. It never had its own identity.
And the heter was there.
And the heter was there.
Right.
Same thing by chametz l'chayra. That would be the correct analog.
No.
Everything was heter beforehand.
Okay.
And now, as soon as the Zman Isser comes, no, it's already Nisarev Betocha Heter.
Exactly. No. At the moment that the halachic Isser comes, is there ever Shabbos comes? Shabbos comes where it's like Pesach comes, and it's not yet Mu'uruv the minute Shabbos starts, by the case of the Gigas, correct? Shabbos starts is not Mu'uruv yet.
Because nothing came out yet.
Exactly. It starts leaking in on Shabbos. So once Shabbos starts, that there's a halachic significance to this is heter, and anything that would gezov would now be iser. So once there's a halachic discussion of mashmim shazov versus the giga shalayin, that's when it starts. Here, correct, the minute that the halachic discussion starts, it's already mu'uruf, correct?
Nola d'tar rubus.
Right? No, I mean,
I'm not sure.
No, that you have to be sure about. That chiluk you have to be sure about.
I think David, yeah.
What? Should I? No?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So let's take a look at this stipler.
Okay.
Okay. The stipler. Interesting. Your relative or not, Svi, the stipler, somehow?
The stipler, of course. Because the chazan is. He says they're brothers in law. The chazan is my. My uncle's.
Every time I read this piece.
My uncle's
piece,
uncle.
See, not only is every
not
piece.
Not a blood relation.
Not only is every piece, like, so to the point, and so beautiful, and so, like, clear, but it's on Kol HaTorah Kulos. B'chayrus, Chof Aleph. Okay? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Aymer. Behema Gasa, Sheshofa Chararas Dam.
Wait.
Two sided. I got fancy on this one. Okay? Nun Zayin. Okay? Behema Gazi. By the way, this is what the Rital Gazi is going on in Bechiras. Like you asked me, well, he's only on Bechiras, Shai? So he goes there. Right? So he says, Behema Gazi, which would be Chayev Bechor, Sheshofa Chararas Dam. It goes ahead and a whole bunch of blood and guts comes out of it. That birth, which is basically now just blood and guts, comes out. I'm sorry to use that such a graphic term, but that's what it is. You have to bury it. Now, why do you have to bury it? Why would you have to bury it? So let's see. There are a number of issues that are coming out of here. What's coming out of the behema? Is it a vlad that's coming out of the behema? If it is a vlad, then the vlad will be metame b'magul b'masa. Okay, why do I have to bury that? Is it metame, isn't it? Why is Harezet the cover? So the Gemara says, you bury it, the niftara min ha-bechir. And that birth that comes out, even though it's just a clump of blood, says that this animal has already given birth to a vlad, and this animal is niftara m'bechir. Fabrida b'gemara de'ena metame lo b'magav lo masa. At the end of the day, someone touches it or picks it up, he's not metame b'magav lo masa. So meaning, this is a case of Rami, of Tuma, the Vlad, which would be Matame somebody, Bamagu Bamas. Meaning, if a regular animal comes out, and it comes out, even if it comes out dead, it's in the veil, it's Matame Bamagu Bamas. Here, since it's mixed up with all the blood, it's not Matame Bamagu. So you have Bittl. Okay, so the Gemara wants to know if you have Bittl, Mefarish, Rabbi Rabbeinu Yochanan, Yishun Bittl Barov, Nagubo, if it is Mamish Bittl Barov, then we have to bury it. Barchini, Nihachi Ame Tikavir. Perish Kevin then is battle berov ha'imbo kedushas bechayra. Okay, and you don't have to. There are three issues going on here. Is it matami b'magum b'masa? No, it's battle berov. Is there a kedushas bechayra in this? Is somehow in this vlad? The halacha is a bechor that goes ahead and dies. You have a bechor that dies. Halacha is tikavim. Is there a kedushas bechayre in this animal? And you have to bury it midin kedushas bechayre. The Gemara says, Umashane, no, there's no kedushas bechayre in there. Meaning, the kedushas bechayre is bottle, the magu mas is bottle. So the vlad loses all of its significance concerning magu mas and also kedushas bechayre. Umashane, why do I bury it? Kidei lefarsama sheniftara. Min ha-bechayra. Umavur, the medina ain below kedushas bechayra. There's no kedushas bechayra to this. Velo tumas nevela, mitam shes batla. Ulechayra kosher. If it loses its identity coming out of the animal and it has no magu masa, it's not a vlad for anything, and it doesn't have kedushas bechayra, meaning as it's coming out of the rechem, you say it's already batal, so the rechem is not, right? Normally a bechor is makadesh in its birth, coming out, it's makadesh, it has kedushas bechor. The lechora kosher, the imken amen niftarim in a bechora, hakfan is vatla kodem leida, the einkan leida is vlad klal, kevin the chashvinan lei kamandalesa, v'nechshav hakol, Keharov Shudam U Genunim. So he wants to know, how do you make this halachic significance? It's not a Bechor, it doesn't have Kedushas Bechor. You hear this? It doesn't have Tumas Nevela. The whole Vlad comes out, and he wants to know, how is it that it's not from Bechor?
Well, there's no inyan of Petar Rechem by an animal. I mean, it still could be considered that it's not the first product of the Rechem. Even though it's not a bechor.
The key word there is product. What's the product that comes out? What is the product that comes out?
It's not a bechor, it's not kedusha anything, but it's still something which is produced by the rechem.
Everything that's produced by the rechem, even, he's saying this, a very interesting.
That would seem to be what the, but possible.
That could be the first animal, the first proper birth.
I mean,
okay,
but
so,
it seems,
so this,
So
the next paragraph, Venechzi.
No, but at one time it was a
blood. So Venechzi, he deals with this issue. Mm-hmm. Venechzi, he's saying maybe the patur from Bechor is that since within, In the animal itself, at one point, it did have that nikar of bechor. That's enough to pater it. So he declares, he has a very interesting clear. Let's say someone would go ahead, listen to this concept, and go into the rechem. And
pull out the baby.
No. And do one of these operations in the bechor, and burn the baby in the bechor. Burns the baby in the bechor.
Now it's gone.
Right. Now what would you say? Would you say that now the animal is totally gone? But would you say that since there did exist in the rechem a bechor, that would create a patur bechor? Is that what it's totally on? So he wants to go through this, that possibility. Very good.
Right.
She has an animal inside of her. They do the sonogram. David, your sonogram, they do it. Okay. V'nisraf ha-vlad, and it's a b'me'eha v'lo nolod, he'chadin, i'vlad ha-bo achrav b'chor, v'inei keshiyot ha-rishon derech doifin, nechlek u'mishnasenu. Talks about derech doifin. Whether derech doifin, what's the lacha, does that create a patur b'chor? So paragraphs of Kaimlan Kirby Kiva, the Gam Hasheni Aino Bukhor, the Bukhola Dover Echad, Lo Have Bukhor. Dim Nemer, the Gam Ben Nisrafa Uber Bimeha, Have Harishan Alkoponim Bukhor, the Dover Echad, I know the Eber. In other words, anytime you have a Bukhor, even though it doesn't have all the halachas of Bukhor, okay? So nevertheless, the halachas, you'd say that once it's inside the uterus, that's enough to say it has a Bukhor concerning the fact it's the first child conceived. Okay, Osi Shapir Kushar Sena, the Shapir Niftor and Bukhor Af Pishnas Bad, Bukhom came to Shas Achas Vlad, Shahaya Rishon, Bime, Mela Enashini Bukhor, the Khodover, Pishav Vlad Rishon Nova Kla, Aval Tamul Loimer Kane. The Mistabra, the Dafke Yotzer Rishon, Derek Dolphin, Shagamze Mechashev Leda, Vahavi Bukhor Leda, Shumahi Enashini Bukhor, the Khodover, Mashai Uber, Bimea. Lifnei ze hasheni in ze megara shem b'chol l'chol mili b'menud megele in leida has a reza rishon l'chol mili. It never was born. So it's never born. So he's saying, if something is never born,
yeah, then you have a real problem, because when it comes out as blood, then it was never born.
Very good. That's his point.
Yeah, that's exactly.
In other words, what?
So that's okay. That's why we're angling against it.
Do you see this? Do you see how like clear he is? Right. How like it's just so wonderful. Now he's going to say a Gavaldic thing, like the Yaakov Esav thing. Let's say if this is true, listen to this proof. If it's true that somehow conception determines the Bukhor, then whenever two animals come out together, there should never be a concept of what the Gemara discusses. I forgot Davav. If one animal comes out first, he's the Bechor. If another animal comes out first, he's not the Bechor. Correct? The question is, if they come out simultaneously, I have a suffix, which came out first? He says, I don't understand. One animal comes out, and another second animal comes out, and you're sure animal A came out first. How do you know animal A was conceived first? Maybe animal B was conceived first, and he's the Bechor. By the very fact that the Gemara says who's ever born first is the Bechor, and whoever comes out second is not the Bechor, it's clear that what determines Bechorah is...
Not conception.
Although, it may be interesting, Yesh l'fak bet b'rayazu. He's going to say that, but let's read it because it's just beautiful the way he says it.
It's identical twins and fraternal twins.
What?
If it's identical twins and fraternal twins.
You're right, they were born at the
center. He has to be talking about fraternity.
Yeah, right. Dim lo ken elo shenemar shaday ibar shal rishon. Right, it has to be that one is actually conceived first. Shahi avlad b'meha. This goes into the whole Yaakov Esav.
It has nothing to do with conception, by the way, because the first 40 days, it's Maya Ba'alma.
Right.
It has to do when it becomes.
When it's formed. Form first. Okay, right. Ain't Hashem b'chol l'chomer. In kein kishes aber beis v'lodos v'echad nigmat zrosa. Kaidem Hashem right. Nigmat zrosa. Kaidem Hashem v'Hashem yinolad. Kaidem shiftu shneim b'chor. Shzeino b'chor le'ibur. Shze eino b'chor le'ediv. In kein b'chol makom. Every case. Shiyatzu shneim lo yehel a suffik b'chor. Shemazeh shiyatzu achron nigmat zrosa. Mikodem v'amet nan. And we have many mishnayos that say yodah shneiz akorim echad l'koyim. Well, echad l'koyim. La'akorcha right. The Shahaya Uber,
the
Mar Shahaya Uber, the fun of Eina Megara, Shem Bechor Mizeh, Kevin Shigini Haleidu Bechor Lachomile. The Yesh Lodin Lefalfel Berezu. By the way, what's the pilpul in this? What would you say to other svaris? I would say the svara is that yes. You know what I would say? I would say that doesn't mean one or the other. It means either or both. Yeah. And it may just mean that if there's a conception, it's b'chor. But if both of them have formation and leida, right?
The one who comes out first.
The leida supersedes the
Kamra. That's all. The b'chor.
But whatever it is, it's nice. But he wants to say at the end of the day, I can't. V'im ken kevud nisbata leidasa barov. He's saying at the end of the day, you have to say, by the time it's come out,
there's no Vlad.
The Shem Vlad is gone. The ain't kind of Leidas Vlad. If that's the case, that there's no Leidas Vlad, and you're going to tell me the formation in the womb. First of all, number one, formation in the womb is not a patur from Bukhara. I think that's partial, okay? Number two is that it doesn't have a Shem Vlad, because it doesn't have any dinim of the Vlad by Tumo, or even by Kedushas Bukhur, Vamin Iftar Bukhur. Then this, listen to this paragraph. Vanira, the Muchamikan, the whole din Bittel Barov, Eno Ela Shahamiyot Ma'abed called dinim, Sheyeshalov. Peshavahu Bukhur had dinim, Keharov. Keyword there, if I underline it, what would you underline? Dinim. Aval Shmo, that's the next word. Lonis Bata, Vinikra Hamiyut Adain B'Shem Vlad. Shebechol Makom Shehu Vlad. Ela Shedinov Nisbatal Meno. Magel Iftur Imo Shapir Poter. Va'afilu what is that? Afilu Leman.
Mandiyamar.
Tu Moshe Batla Kamandalesa. Hainu Shedine Hamiyut Nisbatal Gamre. Calls man shubet harus. Avol shmo lo nisbatu menogei leimo achshiva yoledes. You hear this? What? Shai, you like it?
Classic shame and din. They always do with the shames.
This is what you were saying before, I think, no? In the Mordechai. This was right. So he's going to say this. Now I've got a major problem with the Mordechai. Meaning he's going to say by Roke and Dam. What do I need? Does Roke have a din? Does Roke have a shim? What is the status of Roke? This is what we were clearing. Is Roke something that creates a chalitza because there's a special new halachic significance to Roke and is that din Roke? Or is it no? I need to have there a shem Roke. I need there to be saliva. At the end of the day, if I ask the scientist, okay, what is this blood made out of? What's the scientist going to tell me? The blood, part of the blood is what? The saliva. So even though legabe dinim, I would say if saliva had other dinim, what would I say? I'd say that the din of saliva is not there, the shame saliva is still there.
Yeah, but it's a little different, because over here, there is no din of saliva. The din of saliva only is that it has a shame saliva. You can't separate the two.
By
other things, you have separate dinim by it. You separate the din from the shame. There is no din to saliva in its own right. The whole din is only a function of its shame. So how could you say it has no din saliva, but it has a shame saliva?
I disagree.
It has no din either, then.
I disagree.
And it has a din of it.
Just like the Torah says, if a vlad comes out first, then any other vlad that comes out afterwards would what? Would be part of from Bukhar. He's making a comparison. Just like the vlad that came out, even though it didn't have dinei Bukhar, dinei tumah tahara, it still has a shame vlad. So too the roke would have shame roke, and all I need for chalitza is shame roke. Let's see.
By chalitza, I see this again in the gabra. Biyarka, it says biyarka. Let's say it's a hot day, and before it hits the ground, it evaporates. As soon as it comes out, it evaporates. It doesn't even hit the ground. Can we call that biyarka? Yeah, I would say yeah. So same thing. As long as you have rope betoch adam, it's lagabi the gavra. It's a halacha of biyarka.
Hit the ground. It's on the ground.
Yep. No, it doesn't say it. It doesn't.
It existed for a period of time. So
it's Yorka. Was she Yorik?
Yeah.
So as long as there was Yerik,
I don't know. They didn't
Adam,
know.
She has a halacha of Yorka. She was Yorka. She was Rock. Mm-hmm. Or it cannot be proven unless there is something
Let's see what it says. Pizek kashli tuva. Mak shehik shah Mordechai zal sof chulin. Bahadi yavam shirok adam shiniftar bechalitza zu. Vishi efshar beloch tichtuche rok.
The physical existence of it.
Correct.
That makes sense.
Yeah. His rayas from Bechor. Yeah.
His chiluk of shame and din. Yeah. It's sort of nice because it's really implicit in the whole din rachi rabin lahatas. You can say in a certain sense because we have a din that if kula amr chayovin, then he's potter.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he's acquitted. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like. If there's not only that there's no din, but there's no shame of the mi'ah, it doesn't even keep its shame, then after it's bottle, it's like almost kula omer chayoven. So why, it should be like, it should flip around, and then it should be
omer.
Elamai, that the din of bittel only takes off the din that he's
the outcome.
But he still has the shame that it's not unanimous.
Yeah,
it still keeps the shame of non-unanimity. Or else I should flip into the paradigm of Kula Chayov. If it's in this battle the whole
time. It's just a special halacha of Kula Chayov. It means that nobody really gave it. It's a special exercise of Kula Chayov. Of course, Kula Chayov should be Chayov.
The question is, what do you think about? But the question is, what about? He doesn't talk about that. He talk about what about Tzitzuche Ziva? Tzitzuche Ziva is what?
Has a din.
Yeah. L'chayr has a din, no? It would be exactly...
Din
yeah, L'chayr. He doesn't address Tzitzuchei Ziva, does he? Bother me. L'chayr Tzitzuchei Ziva, if you want to compare the case to the case of the Bechor, by Bechor we say that what Magamas is bottle, we say by a Bechor that what the Kedushas Bechor is bottle, all dinim. But we say the etzem fact that physically a doctor would do an analysis, there is the DNA of the Vlad in there, correct? That part is from Bechor. So the two dinim, the two aspects that are dinim, they're bottle. The actual physical aspect of the uber, the Vlad, is not bottle. So I can understand by roke, I may say that the whole, there is no shame roke, correct? There is no din of roke, there's just a shame roke. What about Tzitzuchei Ziva? What do you think? What about it? Wouldn't you say that it's tantamount to Magamasa? Isn't it tantamount to Magamasa? It should
why
be bottle.
Why do I think that by Masa it doesn't, things are not bottled by Masa? Why do I think that?
Is what?
You don't say little because you can't.
I understand.
You have the Messias, but you don't have the din.
No, so you're saying the Mordechai is good by Ziva.
I'm just asking. Yeah.
That's fine. That's not a problem with Steibler. He's asking the Mordechai only should have said it you said the Gabe Ziva. But it's not a problem to begin with because the case.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
Why did the Mordechai lump them together? The case of Rok and the case of Ziva. Rok is never a problem to begin with because all I need is a shame. Ziva, where I need the din. So then the Mordechai has, as you said, he should have limited it to Ziva. That's what he's asking, really. The Mordechai seems to make them both together.
No, but why does he do that?
That's his kasha.
Mordechai should have limited his whole lumdus to the case of Ziva.
Right,
yeah.
But Berkus he shouldn't have had kasha to begin with.
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting. So, no, you like that? So, the Steibler has a whole different approach. But I guess you're saying he would agree.
Yeah.
His problem with Mordechai is just in this case.
His kasha is Masha Hiksha Mordechai in the case of Berkus. He shouldn't have brought that in.
So, this is the issue. If we want to do the Rital Ghazi and Reb Shimon, we take another half an hour. So, I don't think we'll do it now, and I think we'll actually skip it. We'll start the next sugya next time. And if you want on your own, you could look at the Rital Ghazi and the Reb Shimon. I just wanted to make sure to go through the Steibler, because he says it's nice, no? Steibler's nice.